in addition to taking a haircut and cutting one's nails, a third and final special prohibition that the rabbis cut out for Chol HaMoed is doing one's laundry. Just like haircutting and cutting one's nails, so too, Chazal didn't want people going into the holiday without clean clothing, so he said, you can't do laundry on Chol HaMoed in order to encourage people to do it before Yontif. So actually, halachically, actually comes out, if you're dealing with something which does not cost a lot of money, if you have a few pair of socks, and you have nothing left on Chol HaMoed, it's actually preferable to buy them from a store than to do laundry. Because we said a few days ago that buying from a store is allowed anything for the mowing. Doing laundry is not allowed for the mowing. So if it's a small, a minor expense, it's actually better to buy a new pair of socks or something like that from the store and not to do laundry. Mm-hmm. There are two exceptions to this halakha of not doing laundry. One is by children's clothing and children's items. The rabbis knew that these clothing get dirty very, very quickly, very easily, so there's no prohibition on doing laundry for one's children. And also, one can do spot cleaning. One can't launder their entire garment, but if one gets a stain on the shirt of their pants, they want to spot clean without doing laundry the entire garment, that will be allowed as well. Let's do that.